If you grew up with older siblings, odds are that you probably wore clothing or played with toys that had been handed down to you from an older member of the family. Just up the street here, we have the Goodwill and Salvation Army stores. They have a lot of used and recycled items. Have you ever stopped to consider all of the things that you have that did not originate with you, besides clothing and toys? Our very genetic makeup comes from our parents. Basic things such as our cultural identity, our language and history, many of our values, and certainly our religious faith, did not originate with us. In many ways, we are so dependent on things that we have received from others. And once we receive them, eventually they become ours. In this age of recycling, we don't throw out what is old if we are able to reuse and repurpose it. We are certainly dependent on what has been handed down to us in so many ways. In our second reading this morning, St. Paul speaks of the handing down of the gift of faith. He passed on to his Christian converts what he had received from others, so that in turn they might hand it on to others, and so on, until that religious tradition, preserved and reshaped, is handed down to us. And now that we have received it, it is both our privilege and our responsibility to take our place in this ongoing process and hand down the tradition of faith to other generations. As we do that, we sometimes think that we are unable or incapable or unqualified to hand on the faith. But look at the people called by God in today's readings. They clearly and honestly describe themselves. Isaiah was a man of unclean lips. Paul called himself the least of the apostles because he persecuted the church of God. Peter admitted that he was a sinful man. This treasure, this gift of faith, is entrusted to weak, limited, and sinful people just like you and me, because that's the only kind of people that there are. And as we do that, we need to rely on the grace of God and respond as generously as we can and make our prayer the prayer of Isaiah. Here I am, send me. And look at what is already happening. I am impressed with the families that I see here week in and week out with your children in tow. This is the most important place for you to be on Sundays. Everything else, and I mean everything else, is secondary to being here. I am well aware of the struggles some of you parents go through with your children, your younger ones fussing and crying, your older ones kicking and screaming that they don't want to be here. Don't give in to that. That is your responsibility as parents to lead, and their duty as children to obey. You hand on the gift of faith, first of all, by being a person of prayer, individually sharing your most inmost thoughts with our loving God each day, praying as a family before meals and before bedtime with your younger children. You do it by assuring formation in the faith, by sacrificing to send your kids to Catholic school or enrolling your children in religious education, not just to receive the sacraments, and by taking time to grow in faith yourselves. Pick up your Bible periodically and read a section from it, or read another spiritual book. Don't forget to take part in adult formation opportunities, because formation in the faith never ends. You do it by shaping the minds and hearts of your children through the very values that you live, by demonstrating God's justice through the way that you conduct business, by imparting God's compassion to those who are in most desperate need of help. You do it simply by the way that you live your life. We are the heirs of a wonderful tradition, a tradition that must be handed on if it is to remain alive. And sometimes it involves a little risk. Jesus invited Peter this morning to go beyond his expectations, to set out for deeper waters. And look what happened, the tremendous catch of fish that he wasn't expecting. Jesus invites us to dive into the deep end of the pool to experience new dimensions of our faith. And as we do so, he assures us, do not be afraid.